Welcome to Around the U.S. This is Lou Zima, and today we are taking a closer look at the Greek part of our country's magnificent mosaic. Officially known as the Hellenic Republic, Greece is a European country on the southern end of the Balkan Peninsula between the Aegean and Mediterranean Seas. Its neighboring countries are Albania, the Republic of Macedonia, Bulgaria, and Turkey, and the capital city is Athens. Greece has a total population of about 10 million and can be considered a linguistically and ethnically homogeneous nation, with 97% of the people speaking Greek. Most people belong to the Eastern Orthodox Church. Only a small percentage of the people living in Greece are Muslim, Roman Catholic, Greek Catholic, or Jewish. Official records confirm that the Greek sailor, Don Teodoro, or Theodoros, was the first Greek to set foot on America in 1528. One of the first Greek colonies was to be found near St. Augustine, Florida, and set up in the 18th century. While the colony itself was a failure, many Greeks coming to America because of the colony had already moved elsewhere and were successful as merchants and businessmen. Until the 1880s, the U.S. Greek population was relatively small. However, at the beginning of the 20th century, poor economic conditions in Greece made many people leave their country and immigrate to the United States. There, they hoped to make a fortune, while still wishing to return back home someday. Although some Greeks started settling in the Northeast as well as the Midwest of the United States, most Greeks were to be found in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where they started an incredibly successful sponge diving business. Today, Tarpon Springs still has the highest percentage of Greek Americans in the U.S. and calls itself the sponge capital of the world. Tarpon Springs is unique from its restaurants to its monuments because the Greeks living there are extremely keen on preserving their traditions and beliefs. The role of family and the church, as well as the way they harvest the sponges, has all been kept alive in Tarpon Springs for more than four generations. While many aspects of their lives have remained, traditional Greek Americans' worth ethics are distinctly modern. This is Lou Zima, and you are listening to Around the U.S., and I'll be back with more on Greek Americans in New York and Chicago in a few minutes.